In our first reading, the prophet Jeremiah spoke in a land who did not want to hear his words. They didn't like what they heard, so they were going to persecute him and kill him. St. Paul speaks to the Hebrews and calls for the people to throw off everything that hinders us, especially the sin that clings so easily. Those who speak for the voiceless are often ridiculed, and misunderstandings and falsehoods are espoused about them. Fear takes over and becomes the message. It is those who speak in support of Indigenous people or refugees or asylum seekers or those fleeing from the ravages of war, those who are different from me or us. They are seen as woke lefties or radicals politically motivated. Jesus says he has come not to bring peace but division. The division he speaks of is living the message of the dignity of all people, especially those who are voiceless and on the margins in our world. It is easy to forget that this involves people, men, women and children, families like our own. If we forget that they are people and call them by another name or do not listen to the real human stories behind the slogans, Jesus challenges us to think again.